back in the 1990s, a friend of mine cashed in his hockey card collection to use for a down payment on his first house. And while my hockey card collection disappeared as quickly as my youth, I have found that some antique fishing lures are worth tens of thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, most of my old lures are snagged on logs at the bottom of the lake. Everyone should try trap shooting at least once. It really is a lot of fun. And if you're good at it, you should try entering a competition to improve your skills and see how you stack up against the best. There's something lurking in the woods that can change your life in a very negative way. In order to avoid contracting Lyme disease, you really need to understand what it is and how you can contract it.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
retired pro angler and lure collector extraordinaire Andy Clements joins us to chat about his career in fishing and collecting antique lures. The director of the 2016 Canadian Trap Shooting Championship, Warren McClay, brings us up to speed on this year's competition in Hamilton, Ontario. Ontario is experiencing an increase in the areas where the ticks that may carry Lyme disease are found. Today, in part two of our two-part series on Lyme disease, we learn about what the government is doing about Lyme disease from Dr. Catherine Valesky, Public Health Veterinarian, Infectious Diseases, Policy and Programs, the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care. The OFAH lottery winners announced, the Yosuri Outdoor Quiz, MNRF News, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers. Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. In 1984, I worked for a retail hunting and fishing store in Oshawa, known as Barclays. At that time, pro bass fishing had just started to catch interest in Ontario, and Barclays was at the hub of this new craze. Today's guest dominated the tournament scene back then and had a successful career in the fishing industry as a result of it.
So joining me today is Andy Clements, and Andy is the person who's very kindly donated these old antique fishing lures to the Heritage Center, which I always, when I get walk by them, I love to stop and have a look at them. Andy, welcome to Angler Hunter Radio. How are you doing?
Thanks, Randy. I'm doing fine. It's good to be here with you.
So besides collecting lures, Andy, what started you fishing? What got you interested in the pastime of fishing?
Well, I guess like most kids, my dad, when I was about 4 years old, he decided to take me fishing one day, and my dad wasn't a big fisherman, but he decided to take me fishing, and from then on, every time we passed by any little piece of water, I'd be saying to him, "Dad, do you think there's any fish in there, Daddy? Can we go fishing there?" And it just kind of caught on from there, and off it went. It's such a wonderful sport.
It really is, and it can mean so much in so many different ways to so many different people, and that's something that we've all kind of, you know, come to enjoy. So, but one thing you did do that a lot of people don't do is you kind of took fishing to the next level. And what I'm referring to mainly is competitive fishing, promotional fishing, going to sportsman shows, doing seminars, teaching people how to fish and that sort of thing. What took you from that level of, you know, I love to go fishing to, you know, I'm going to take this to the next level?
Well, you're right, I guess. I fished the pro circuit for about 20 years, and I fished with Pete Pokaluk, was my fishing partner for most of that time, and we had a fair amount of success on the pro circuit.
You did?
I
used to fish against you, I know. You used to win all my money.
Well, we did. We were fortunate enough to win tournaments on just about every lake that fishing tournaments are held in Ontario. But I lived in the Peterborough, Ontario, so I was so close to so many good fishing spots. But I started fishing, apart from the fishing I did with my dad, I really got more serious about it when I was in university. And I started fly fishing for trout in Nova Scotia for brown trout.
Okay.
And it kind of progressed from there. I ran into Jack Sutton, who was a very famous Canadian fly fisherman. He wrote the book 60 Years of Fishing with Jack Sutton. He worked at Simpsons in the outdoor department.
Okay.
And he was just a great, great guy. He died many years ago now, but he was a really good guy, and I was in English at university taking a BA majoring in English, and he asked me to give him a hand with this book that he was writing, and I said, sure. And so I kind of edited the first chapter, and made suggestions to him and corrections and things like that.
Okay.
it kind of all went from there. I was always involved in fishing, and the pro fishing, I was one of the first. Bob Azumi and I often debate which one of us was the first pro staff for Shimano. And as you know, for many years, Bob was on the pro staff for Shimano.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was within weeks. I don't really know which one of us was first, but my first partner was with the pro staff of Shimano, and I kind of merged into it from there. And my relationship with Shimano went on and still has gone on for many years. I have a lot of friends at Shimano. They're great people.
Yeah, they really are, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, they are. And I entered the pro staff for Shimano, and Pokluck and I got together, and we had a lot of success, as I say, in tournaments. I won the Classic in 89. We won Team of the Year in 1990. He won Angler of the Year in 1990. It always irks me a little bit because he beat me out by a pound. But that's what pro fishing is like, and he was a good friend, and it was a lot of fun.
And you know what? And back then, to actually buy a bass boat, and in my recollection, when I bought my first bass boat, and I guess I got my first one in 86, I'm sure yours was a lot earlier than that, you just couldn't go and buy a bass boat.
Well,
there was none around.
there weren't a lot. I had one of the first bass boats. You know, the guys who were... The pro circuit was very, very small when it started, and it really kind of started. Bass Pro started when an American had come up and had brought pro fishing to Ontario, and he had, I've forgotten his name now, but he had a number of tournaments that you could enter, and...
I think I remember that vaguely. Was that not a Redmond series or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a deal with Ranger where, you know, if you won a Ranger bass boat. And I wasn't fortunate enough to win any of those. I came second in one of those.
Oh,
but I wasn't fortunate enough to win one, but it kind of grew from there. And I was eventually sponsored, funnily enough, by North Jersey Marine,
okay,
who were a Ranger boat dealer. I was sponsored by Shimano, of course, and by Mercury Motors and a number of other companies. And, you know, that really helped out because no matter what anybody says, fishing the pro circuit is an expensive hobby.
We will be right back with more from Andy Clements, lure collecting and fishing, after these words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you legally harvest wild ginseng in Ontario for personal use? We'll have the answer when we return after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna. A Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Did you know four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
Did you know four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you legally harvest wild ginseng in Ontario for personal use? It is illegal to harvest wild ginseng in Ontario, even when it is found on privately owned land.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with professional angler and lure collecting extraordinaire, Andy Clements.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. And from pro fishing, I became friends with Tom Brooke, who was the head of Shimano in Canada at the time, and a number of other people. And Tom asked me to join the company in the sales area and take over sales in Ontario. And I started a company called Classic Sports.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. And we became the reps for Shimano in Canada, and we ended up representing a number of other companies as well, you know, Strike King and the Clam Ice Fishing Huts and Mossy Oak Hunting Gear and Strike King and a number of other companies. So it led to a business career as well for me. And when I retired, I sold the company to our son, Chris, who still runs it. And we still represent Coast Cutlery, who's a great fan of the Federation of Anglers and Hunters, as I am. And Chris still, you know, operates the company representing Coast Cutlery.
That's amazing. And, you know, I often say this on the radio show, and you really never know where the road will take you. When you introduce this type of thing, fishing, to your kids, you never know where it can take them, and it could be something as simple as getting them away from all the everyday stresses of life, but it could also develop into, you know, marine biology, or who knows what it could develop into. And in your case, your dad simply taking you fishing led you down, put you on point to go down the path you went down.
Absolutely, and it has led to the donation that I made to the Federation of Anglers and Hunters of the old tackle, and I understand that the 10,000th youth has gone through that display and taken a look at what people used to fish with way back, as far back as the 1800s.
Yeah, as you know, my studio is downstairs, and I hear the kids running around upstairs all the time. But if for those listeners who haven't been here and you know, had a chance to see Andy's lure collection. It's in a like a log cabin setting inside of our Heritage Center here in Peterborough. And it's really well worth the trip to look at some of these old designs. It's really intriguing to see. In fact, I was noticing the other day some of those lures are so lifelike. They look like a real perch minnow. And these things must have been made, 100 years ago, but like a long, long time ago.
Oh, some of them were made 100 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So very intriguing stuff. And like you say, obviously, you know, you have an affinity to the OFH along with myself and many other people. But this lure collecting thing, I mean, you really took... It seems like everything you do, Andy, you just have to take it to a new level.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And trying to find these lures, too. I mean, I guess when you started, it was before all of this electronic networking started where you can just go on eBay and buy stuff. You had to probably go and, you know, dig to find these things.
Oh, absolutely. I used to make trips to 13 different places in the U.S. every year to different shows, as far away as Little Rock, Arkansas, and as close to home as Albany, New York.
Yeah, that's amazing, eh? Well, you know, and there again for our listeners, a great story. And just to let you know, I competed against Andy in a lot of different tournaments, and one of them I think was called OB Pro Bass. Just the other day, I came across some paperwork, and it was the standings, you know, from, it was Rice Lake.
Oh, and really?
I think you guys were definitely top five. I think you were maybe second or third place, and I was in 19th, and that seemed to be the way that things went back then.
That must have been when Al Linder was fishing on the circuit with us, because I remember saying to Al, "You're going to have to keep coming up here till I can finally beat you." We always finished one place behind him.
And I think you're right. And if I recall that particular tournament, he practically had that. There were 2-day tournaments back then. He practically had it won the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and another one of yours truly's idols, along with Andy Clements. So, Andy, thank you so much for everything that you've done for the OFAH and everything that you've done for fishing. And I know, you know, you maybe alluded to it earlier that, well, who wants to know about Andy Clements? But I think it's important that we know about the foundation of where we're at today with the fishing industry, and you've been a key component of that.
Well, thank you, Randy. It's been a pleasure to be with you today.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
The director of the 2016 Canadian Trap Shooting Championship, Warren McClay, brings us up to speed on this year's competition in Hamilton, Ontario, after these words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge. Pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting.
Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer.
A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and 3 tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95.
Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. or give them a call. Toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Going fishing this summer? You should know that invasive species can be spread to new areas through the improper disposal of bait. If using live bait fish, buy locally. Never dump your leftover bait or bait bucket water into or within 30 meters of a water body. It's illegal. Freeze or salt unused bait for future use or properly dispose of it in the trash. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, the Canadian Trap Shooting Association is a non-profit society originally established in 1956 to host the Dominion of Canada Trap Shooting Championships. This would soon become the premier annual trap tournament for top-level competitors across the country for the purpose of crowning a Canadian ATA champion and making Canadian Olympic trap shooting team selections prior to Canada's construction of their first international-style trap range.
Joining us is Warren McLay from the Canadian Trap Shooting Championships. How are you doing, Warren?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you, Andy?
Good. You know, I've had a little bit of experience with skeet shooting and trap shooting. I wouldn't say I'm proficient at it, but I can tell you that I really enjoy doing it. And I think, or I feel, or strongly believe that the Canadian sport shooting organizations and everything that you guys do, very, very closely related to hunting. And I think it's a really cool thing. So you guys are in Hamilton this year for the championships?
Yeah, before you go any further, too, I'd like to say that the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters themselves sponsored us, and we put them in the program. And I'm doing this. The Hamilton Gun Club is totally responsible for collecting all the money, for mainly for trophies and setting up the club. And I've collected a little over $17,000 just for the Canadian Championships. It's a lot of work to do. It took us about 6 months.
Very good. So I'm sure they have a lot of organization there in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters are real proud to be part of what you do, because what you do is part of what we do.
That's and, right. And I've been a member there for, it's got to be close to 40 years now.
40 years? Oh, well, thank you very much for your support.
Yeah.
Now, June 30th, we're looking at the actual championships themselves.
Yes.
What is going to happen that day? Like, who's going to be there, and how did they get there, and what are all the details?
Well, we have, it's a national championship, and it's held at different places across Canada. And this year we played and received the Canadian championships. People from all over Canada, right from East Coast to West Coast come, including people from the United States, because we have open trophies for people who are non-resident of Canada. So it's big, and we're proud to host it.
So these are the real who's who's, and these guys and gals, I'm sure, are at the top of their game now. Is there an opportunity for people like, say, myself, who to come down and view this as a spectator?
Oh, we get more spectators than we do shooters.
Okay, great, great.
Because yeah, there's a camping facility there too, eh?
Okay.
Okay, so we've got room for maybe close to 40 campers, 40 with their trailers, and of course all the motels will be filled up. And different restaurants will be having a lot of people go. So we're hoping it's going to help the economy in Hamilton also.
Yeah, it sounds good. So whereabouts in Hamilton are you going to be located?
Well, we are located in Hamilton on Highway Regional Road 20 and 5th Side Road East.
Okay, okay.
And that's out the east end of Hamilton.
Right, great. So this is a great opportunity not only for, and it sounds like, you know, the top people in North America are going to be there.
We have the best shooters in Canada here.
And the best shooters in Canada, yeah. But not only an opportunity for them to come and show their stuff and compete, but this sounds to me like a great opportunity for somebody, even if somebody's, you know, just thinking of getting into the sport of trap or skeet shooting. Maybe are there some exhibits, some displays, some other things that they can take on when they go down there?
Well, there's going to have, right now I've only got about 4 or 5 vendors coming, and there's, yes, there will be exhibits. There's people that are interested in especially trap-related stuff. There are people that are taking applications for anybody who wants a new gun, possibly get their guns fixed. There's a person there who will make molds for your ears that are done for trap and skeet shooters.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And by the way, listeners, I don't know if you were aware of this, but the sound of a gun going off is about the equivalent of a jet engine taking off, and it can cause permanent hearing damage if you don't wear the correct hearing protection. And what Warren's talking about is some custom-fit ear protection. That's really cool.
Yeah, and by the way, it's compulsory to wear ear protection and eye protection when you're shooting, and it's also compulsory for all the trap kids that we have around that are helping us out. So
yeah, and without a doubt, one of the safest of sports in North America, and that's statistically correct, not just me saying it. Very safe and a lot of fun, a great discipline.
We'll return with more from Canadian Trap Shooting Championships after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer.
A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and 3 tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95.
Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Caster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Going fishing this summer? You should know that invasive species can be spread to new areas through the improper disposal of bait. If using live bait fish, buy locally. Never dump your leftover bait or bait bucket water into or within 30 meters of a water body. It's illegal. Freeze or salt unused bait for future use, or properly dispose of it in the trash. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Since its inception, the Canadian Trap Shooting Association has successfully hosted some of the best local and visiting shooters from across North America, including many present and future trap shooting Hall of Famers. The first Canadians were held at the original Calgary Gun Club in 1956, and this year in Hamilton, Ontario.
Now, is there an admission to for people to come in? I guess there'd be a fee if they wanted to camp there.
There's some that are getting free because of the things that they've done for us. But we're only charging $20 a day, so...
Camping itself. Well, that's pretty cheap.
We want people to come. We supply non-potable water, plus we supply electricity, but we got to be careful with that because some of these trailers and buses that come in are self-contained, which helps out because we don't want to build the breakers at our place.
Yeah, exactly.
And they all know that. So, but for shooting purposes only, the shooters have to pay to shoot.
Okay.
It's something that we have to do because we're throwing an awful lot of birds. We got to pay somewhere around $2,000 a day for the trap kids and the people that help run the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is expensive. And the clay birds, we use white flyer clay birds, and they're from the States, so we figure they're the best. So that's what we're using and have been using for the last several years. So that costs money, too. So we have to, we charge... what we call a nominal fee now, and that some of that money goes to the Canadian Trap Association and also the Ontario Trap Student Federation. So,
excellent. Yeah. Now, for anybody who wants to find out more information, do you have some contact information where they can find out more?
Yes, just about on all websites, the Hamilton Gun Club website, the Ontario Provincial Trap Shooting Association website, the Shoot Canada. Website, it's all over.
Great. Okay, so there's lots of available information on that. And anything else that you'd like to add? It sounds like it's coming up quick. June 30th isn't far away.
Well, I can tell you that there's a few of us, including myself, that worked for the last 6 or 7 months trying to get this thing together. It took an awful lot of work to put a program together. Maybe it doesn't seem like much, but everything, all the artwork has to be done, and the people that donated and sponsored are in here, along with people who contributed, and also the shoot program itself and the trophy schedule.
Yeah, so
it's all broken down into singles, handicap, and doubles. We're talking trap now,
right? Okay.
And we have all the divisions: AA, A, B, C, and D, 81, 82. Sub junior, junior, junior gold, sub vet, and senior vet. And that all goes by age, eh?
Right.
Senior vet is 70 or older, vet between 65 and 70, sub vet is less than 65, from 55 to 65, and so on. So all different kind of categories, and you got a good chance of winning something if you shoot decent.
Yeah. So if you're into sport shooting, for sure you want to get down to Hamilton Gun Club on June 30th. If you're not, but you're interested, what a great place to get started and just see what this is all about.
Yeah, just keep in mind that anybody that wants to shoot trap and shoot competitively has to belong to the Amateur Trap Association and also the Ontario Provincial Trap Association. Just nominal fee, $20 each.
Right.
So that's annually. And once you're on there, all your scores are kept on record. And you're classified by how well you do and what your average is. Some guys got 98% average, other guys got 95, and it's on down the line.
Right, okay.
And that's how they put you in a different
So they class you that way.
Classification.
Right.
Very good. And go to the Hamilton Gun Club website if you want more information.
Yeah, the Hamilton Gun Club and the OPG, the Ontario Provincial Trap Association, has got it there quite clear. And it's a pretty good website, so you can't get lost when you come to go to it.
Perfect. That's good, because I tell you, Warren, I get lost in that cyber stuff pretty easy sometimes.
I told you what I thought of it. I don't know where it's going to be next year. And different cities that are different places have had this. Places like Brandon, Edmonton, St. Thomas, Ontario, Calgary, Vancouver, Montreal. Montreal, by the way, is the first time that they've had it in 39 years in 2014.
And
they were just weren't prepared until then. So it's all over the place, and it'll come back to Ontario every once every 3 to 5 years.
Right.
And anything east of Quebec is considered your Atlantic provinces. They aren't able to host it because they don't have the facilities. But we go as far east as Quebec and as far west as Vancouver.
Okay, Warren, well, we'll let you get going on everything you got to do. And thank you so much again for giving us a little information on this great event.
Okay, and I'm happy to do it.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus Quality Knives since 1876.
Getting ticked off when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer.
A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and 3 tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95.
Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Did you know that the seeds of invasive plants can easily be transported to new areas in mud on the tires of all-terrain vehicles? Help to stop the spread of invasive plants by staying on designated trails and cleaning mud and debris from the tires of your ATV between trips. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
In part two of our two-part special, we feature highlights of Dr. Catherine Fileski's presentation at the OFAH Annual General Meeting and Conference about what the government is doing about Lyme disease.
I'm just going to walk you through very briefly what the ministry is doing in terms of developing our Lyme disease action plan within the province. And then I have a very brief non-Lyme related public service announcement, which I really have to give you as the public health veterinarian for the province. So, as I said, I'm going to talk about sort of what the Ministry of Health has been doing with respect to developing a provincial Lyme disease action plan. And it all sort of really started, I mean, we've been doing work in terms of prevention and control with respect to Lyme disease since 2008 when it first became reportable. So we have been doing an awful lot, but sometimes people just don't know what we've been doing because it's sort of been happening in the background. Regardless, sort of, there's been a lot more political attention to Lyme disease recently, and in November of 2014, there was a motion introduced by an MPP calling for the development of a provincial Lyme disease action plan. And the goal of that was to ensure that the risk that's posed to Ontarians by Lyme disease is appropriately characterized, everybody knows what the risk is, where it comes from, how to manage it, and that way we can sort of subsequently mitigate it, and that the federal, provincial, and municipal partners who are all doing work in Lyme disease have initiatives that are consistent and well-aligned and complementary. So together with Public Health Ontario, as well as our communications and marketing division within the ministry, we have developed an infographic that started off as sort of our basic framework that would outline how we approach Lyme disease in the province. It's a little bit complicated, but basically it relies on collaborative partnerships with our partner government agencies, our local public health units, but also more importantly with a lot of stakeholder organizations like yourselves who can help us get the message out and make sure that people understand the risk and understand how to protect themselves. There was a research and evaluation component, which is mainly sort of the work that our colleagues at Public Health Ontario do in terms of generating things like a technical report and guidelines that assists public health units and the public, as well as physicians, in terms of dealing with Lyme disease. And the big one is communications, so getting our message out to the general public, to our healthcare providers. And again, that sort of feeds into our collaborative partnerships and how sort of organizations like OFAC can really help us with that. Our outcomes really are sort of increased Lyme disease knowledge and awareness, decreased Lyme disease exposure and infection, and you guys just got a whole bunch of really good information from Curtis about that, and the overall goal really is decreased illness due to Lyme disease. So in terms of how we developed or are developing the Lyme disease action plan, working off that initial framework, we are in sort of the final stages of developing the action plan, and it will be released as a document by the ministry probably within the next few months. We've said 2016, but it probably will still be spring of 2016. And that action plan will incorporate the communication, partnership, and research elements of the framework, with an added emphasis on the patient experience and working to bridge the gap between diagnosis and treatment of Lyme disease and best practices. The Lyme disease stakeholder reference group is a really important component of our ability to develop that action plan, and we've included a lot more input from the members of that group, particularly with respect to looking at ways that we can align best practices with improving the patient experience. A quick few words about what the reference group is. It has about 20 to 25 members from key external non-governmental groups that have a common interest related to Lyme in Ontario. So they include healthcare organizations like the Ontario Medical Association, the naturopaths, the homeopaths, outdoor organizations like OFAW, like the Ontario Trails Council, like Ontario Parks, occupational organizations as well, so that includes the veterinarians and the hunters as well as advocacy and support groups who represent the patient perspective and are able to tell us what some of the challenges that patients in Ontario with Lyme disease are facing. And that's further supported by folks from academia and research programs, as well as clinical expertise from Public Health Ontario. So the group provides institutional knowledge and advice for the provincial Lyme disease strategy development and the action plan, providing advice on patient experience, which I've already said, and providing clinical knowledge, primarily coming from Public Health Ontario, and scientific support. The two branches of the ministry that are involved in the reference group are the program area, which is where I come from, the Population and Public Health Division, as well as our colleagues in the Communications and Marketing Division who are responsible for how we put information out to the public and what the best ways of doing that are, how to formulate our messaging, etc. So that stakeholder reference group really provides advice to us to raise issues that affect Ontarians in relation to Lyme disease, identify gaps in developing our provincial strategy towards Lyme disease, and provide ongoing input into the development and release of the action plan. Before we put that final action plan document out, the reference group will have another opportunity again to consult and provide advice on the form of that. And finally, the Lyme disease action plan that we're developing is also going to be used to inform a broader vector-borne disease strategy and framework that is underway because of a thing called Bill 27, which called for the creation of a provincial framework to address vector-borne diseases. So that would include tick-borne diseases as well as mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus. So I told you I have a very brief non-Lyme disease public service announcement for you. I had hoped we could do a session on just this disease, but your conference sort of agenda was already full by the time this popped up on our radar in December of 2015, and that is rabies. I'm hoping that everybody knows that rabies is back with a bit of a vengeance in southern Ontario now. So we were really effective with our wildlife baiting programs over 4 years. We thought we had eliminated Arctic fox rabies in southern Ontario. Unfortunately, it has popped back up again, a case of Arctic fox strain that popped up in a cow just north of Stratford. We suspect that cow was probably exposed to an infected skunk. So Arctic fox continues to persist in our skunk populations in sort of that area around Perth District, Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph, Huron County. The area of bigger concern, though, is the fact that we seem to have had a sick raccoon that was transported into Ontario probably several months ago and set up shop in Hamilton. So we have the raccoon rabies strain of rabies back in Canada after not seeing it for 10 years. And of more concern, it's popped up in a region where we never had raccoon rabies. So the last time we had raccoon rabies in the early 2000s, it was out in eastern Ontario. That year we had 6 years, and in those 6 years we had a total of 132 cases. By contrast, this rabies outbreak is affecting the urban raccoon populations in Hamilton and surrounding areas, and after 3 months we have a total of almost 70 cases at this point. So this is going to be a much bigger outbreak, a much longer outbreak. It's probably going to be with us for about 5 years at least. We'll see how quickly we can manage to stamp it out this time. But as you guys are out in the field and interacting with wildlife a lot more than sort of city folks might be, really important for you to be aware that the rabies virus is out there. It is affecting our wildlife. At this point in time, it's primarily circulating in our raccoon and our skunk populations. So really important for you guys to know what you need to do if you are potentially exposed to a rabid animal or you see an animal, particularly wildlife, that is probably rabid. Anytime you are bitten by a mammal, especially wildlife, so raccoons, skunks, foxes in particular, you really need to report that bite to your local public health unit because they need to do a risk assessment and determine whether we need to give you rabies post-exposure prophylaxis if the animal's not available for testing. In the case of wildlife, we can't do observation periods for them. We have to submit the animal for testing. So we need to send the head off to Ottawa for testing. So please report any and all potential human exposures through bites primarily, but anytime you come into contact with the saliva of wildlife and a break in the skin or your mucous membranes, please call your local public health unit and they can follow up. If you have hunting dogs with you and your hunting dog gets into a scrap with a raccoon or a skunk, that needs to be reported to the Ministry of Agriculture because your dog may have potentially been exposed to rabies. So the important thing is make sure that your dogs are up to date on their rabies vaccinations, and Ministry of Agriculture needs to be informed of any potential exposures that happen with dogs or other cats, any other domesticated animals or livestock, and they will follow up with doing a risk assessment and determining what the appropriate follow-up is. In almost all cases, they recommend that your dog be boosted against rabies within 7 days of the exposure. The only time that may not happen is if your dog has also bitten someone in the previous 10 days. So that gets complicated, but I won't get into that. If you're out in the field and you see wildlife that looks like it's really behaving abnormally, raccoons, you know, turning cartwheels in front of you, or circling, anything that's neurological, Ministry of Natural Resources really wants to know about those, particularly if they're within the gray areas that were shaded on my map. And you can find that map, and it's currently updated by the Ministry of Natural Resources on the ontario.ca/rabies webpage. So potentially rabid wildlife that hasn't bitten a human or hasn't bitten a domesticated animal gets reported either to your local animal service agency, if not, then directly to the MNR hotline. And then the last one is always sort of bats. Bats are permanent carriers of rabies in the province, and Ministry of Natural Resources doesn't really want to hear about potentially rabid bats because there's nothing we can do about them. We can't vaccinate them. However, the Canadian Wildlife Health Cooperative based in Guelph is interested in seeing sick and injured bats potentially, especially because they're monitoring things like white nose syndrome, which is currently wiping out our bat populations in southern Ontario.
For more information on the Lyme Disease Action Plan, go to healthycanadians.gc.ca/diseases. This year, May 27th, marked the 42nd annual OFAH Conservation Lottery, and first place was almost $100,000. Here are the top five winners and their prizes. First place went out to Mike Herbert of Carleton Place, Ontario. Mike won himself a 2016 4x4 Ram Laramie 1500 pickup truck, a G3 Angler V172 FS boat, a Yamaha 115 horsepower outboard motor and trailer, all valued at $98,349.55. Second place prize is a 2016 Ram 1500 ST quad cab 4x4 truck, valued at $47,731.20, and it went out to Dylan Alexander of Kincardine, Ontario. Larry Kotka of Midland, Ontario won the third place prize, a 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan SE-SXT valued at $41,198.67. And John Millett from Tilden Lake, Ontario was a little shocked to hear he had won the fourth place prize when the manager of business and development and corporate messaging at the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Robert Pye, called him up with the good news.
Hello?
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hi, John. It's Robert Pye giving me a call from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
And if you agree, we would like to air this segment on Angler and Hunter Radio, our radio program through the Federation.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, and you're a listener, so we appreciate that. And, well, John, I've got good news.
What is it?
You're our fourth place winner in the OFH lottery.
Fourth place?
You are now the proud owner of a 2016 Dodge Journey.
Oh, goodness. Oh, you sure make my day.
Fifth place honors go out to Ron McCauley of MacArthur Mills, Ontario. A Lund Fury 1625 XL boat, Mercury 50 horsepower outboard motor and trailer, all valued at $22,600. For a full list of the official 42nd Annual OFH Conservation Lottery draw winners, go to www.ofah.org/lottery/winners. In the news, two anglers fined $6,000 for fishing offenses. They were each fined $3,000 and are prohibited from fishing in Ontario for 1 year. Two North Bay residents have been fined a total of $6,000 for fishing offenses. They pleaded guilty to unlawfully fishing without a license and possessing too many walleye. They were each fined $3,000 and are prohibited from fishing in Ontario for 1 year. The court heard that on February 27, 2016, officers found the pair in possession of an overlimit of 17 walleye, hidden in clear plastic bags. One also produced an expired outdoors card and fishing license. Both confessed to possessing the overlimit. Justice of the Peace Michael Kittler heard the case in the Ontario Court of Justice, North Bay, on April 20th. It is illegal to fish without a license and possess more than a daily catch limit. For more information on fishing regulations, please consult the Ontario Fishing Regulations Summary, available at ontario.ca/fishing.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web or at wrvo.com.